We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan at 7:02. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And I followed that Georgia followers account on Instagram. They were pointing out how busy next week is going to be in Atlanta. They pointed out there are 4 Beyonce concerts. It's MLB All-Star Week. WWE's Weekend Takeover is happening. They did not mention, though, SEC Media Days is also happening next week. Why did everyone choose next week, guys?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but we'll be there at SEC Media Days, Allie. I mean, not Mike, because we're going to let him. He's going to go somewhere else.
But well, deserved.
You, me, A, we're going to kick off live coverage of SEC Media Days from downtown Atlanta. You can join us Monday through Thursday as we broadcast live from the epicenter of the college football world. We'll have interviews with players, coaches, from your favorite SEC school, and each night at 6 o'clock, Chris Goforth will bring you a one-hour wrap-up from SEC Media Days live from downtown Atlanta, Monday through Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. I'm excited to hear Goforth on the airwaves, man. Like, you know, Goforth and I have the weird relationship. We work every Sunday in the fall together and sit around and watch every Falcons game together, and we're always hanging out. And then the last game happens. And I'm just like, all right, man, see you next year.
It's like summer camp. You say goodbye,
Chris,
to your friends.
Bye. Yeah, see you next year, man. Have you guys seen the, I know we got to get the pastor's conference, the Beyonce pop-up bars that are happening next week?
Where are they happening?
I don't know. Like, I saw a list of like two or three that, like, there's, you know, because it's like a mini residency, like you mentioned, it's like 4 concerts, whatever. And it's like, hey, these pop-up bars, which you see them for like Christmas.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, Christmas
Miracle Bar.
Yeah, right. And then there's like Beyonce themed pop-up bars next week. And I'm like, what an interesting thing.
I might have to find one of those.
It almost, like, if you were on tour, doesn't it make you kind of want to stop in one city for a few nights? You know what I mean?
It does.
I'd just stop in Atlanta for 3 or 4 nights. And if I could sell out the tickets, and I'd be like, you know what, man? You'll just make a couple pop-up bars out there.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love this idea.
Yeah,
next week's going to be insane in Atlanta. If you're not going to these events, I would recommend staying off the interstates because it's just going to be crazy.
Please do. If you're not going, just stay at home. Work from home. Like, don't come to town if you're not going to an event because I don't want to have to deal with you.
Well, way to be very welcoming to everyone.
it's like all the Georgia followers, like, we closed. We don't need y'all down here.
I mean,
don't move here.
Facts.
I'm just being real with the people.
The ambassador of Atlanta, Bo Morgan, everybody.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I second your motion, Bo.
One of the few guys from this city.
I feel like I can't talk. All y'all are from here. Like, I feel like I can't talk about this because I'm the one that moved here.
Yeah, you're part of the problem, Mikey P. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
Well, we got to get back into this pass rushers conversation. And look, a lot of people talk about the Falcons, but how many of them have actually suited up or traveled with the team? Mike has protected QBs on Sundays. Bo is in the building every game day. So it's not just analysis. You are getting access into the inner workings of our Falcons when Bo and Mike give their opinions on everything that's going on with the NFL. So we're talking about the pass rushers that the Falcons are going to be facing this season. And we kind of narrowed down some that we're not as worried about and the ones that we're not facing this season. Which ones are you guys kind of seeing as the issues?
I already named off my fifth one, which was Bradley Chubb. So I'm going to let Bo kind of even up with that one. And Bradley Chubb is on my list. And I know he didn't play last year, but I think year before last, it was a 12-sack guy. It's you just have to weigh what they are now with what they can be. And I think that he's a guy, as far as fifth on the list goes, that I am going to be nervous about when that matchup comes.
I've had so much trouble with this because I just don't – I think there's places all the way around, and I'm not sure – I know who my number one guy is, and I'm pretty positive I know who my number two guy is. But when it comes to, like, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm kind of torn. So I did have Bradley Chubb on my list, by the way.
Ding.
And I do have another guy who's kind of a fringe player because I don't know when he's healthy. I'm going to do this because I think when this guy's healthy, and I think he's going to be healthy this year because of the way he's going to be used, I think he's a top. I think he could be the top two. I'm putting Joey Bosa at five. And I know that Joey Bosa has been hurt. I've got it down. He's only got 13 and a half sacks in 3 years.
Wow.
But the thing is you sold me earlier on how much he has around him.
Yeah.
And how, and I think if you can keep his snap counts down, you might be able to keep him healthy.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't have Joey on my list, but I can see where you'd start to connect those dots. I honestly just ran into a situation where he just became the odd man out. Because, like I said, if I'm going to balance health with production, I think that when Bradley Chubb is fully there, that the guys around him will help him out as well. You know, Jalen Phillips and obviously Chop Robinson, that I think he'll be able to get there. So I'm with you, and I understand the Joey Bosa conversation, but he didn't quite make the list for me, given the situation up there in Buffalo, because, you know, maybe I have a different guy that'll be on my list pretty soon.
Okay, well, I mean,
I was like, are we moving on? Are we going on now?
Are you gonna say the guy?
Yes, or? His name is Greg Rousseau, and he is at number four on my list. And he is a teammate of what is now Joey Bosa, obviously up in Buffalo. I think he's just incredibly gifted. Like I said earlier, he signed the extension earlier this offseason for 4 years, $80 million. And I think that tells you how much they value him in Buffalo and what he's been able to do. He's also, you know, you can look at all the metrics. You can look at everything he's done from a stat perspective and look at, you know, the fact that he has 8 sacks a year ago. I think that number probably goes up a little bit with Joey Bosa possibly rushing the other side. His pass rush grade as far as PFF goes is in the upper 80s last year. That group, and I think it's tough because we're talking about pass rushers, not pass rush. But that group as a whole, and I think that's why you went with Joe Bosa, that group as a whole is going to be a problem. So, yeah, Greg Rousseau from Buffalo is sitting there at number four on my list. I think he is going to be an absolute terror. And obviously, when you have guys rushing from all angles, that even elevates what you think about them.
Do you think that they've done enough defensively with all those, with all the Rousseaus and Bosa, and they still got Epinesa? You think that defense is going to be good enough in the front end that they give them a chance?
I can't sit here in the same breath and say, you know, I think the Falcons will be improved and you know, with our defensive front, and not talk about the fact that Buffalo's got all these dudes. Now, you can say what you want to about every other part of what they're doing. Obviously, they have to pay a quarterback. I think they have a top five offensive line. But yeah, I think that group up front for them definitely gives them a choice, because it's like we always talk about, when the pass rush is there, the secondary looks a lot better. You know what I mean? And for those guys to get home, if they can all stay healthy, they're going to be a presence at the end of the season.
So my number four is, I think he's probably going to surprise you a little bit. My number four is Will McDonald.
Wow.
He 10 and a half sacks last year in his sophomore campaign.
Yeah.
On a bad defense, on a team that, you know, a lot of times guys can bloat their sack numbers because they're playing with a lead. Well, let me tell you something. I don't think the Jets played with a lot of leads last year. So the fact that he was able to get the 10.5 sacks, you want to talk about, he's not great against the run. He is a pass rusher. I'm telling you, he's very much like James Pierce. Like, that's what I think they see. And his pass, he was 29th in pass rush graded last year, if you want to go to Pro Football Focus, which I'm not a huge believer in. But I think I've got him down for 10 and a half sacks. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he had 11, but he had a number. And he just exploded on the scene last year. I think Will McDonald is a real problem for guys moving forward.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I don't think it's a bad pick. I think, look, you know, the Fighting Dave Archer's over there from Iowa State. I'm sure that, you know, he's a big fan of Will McDonald as well. I think he definitely presents a couple of issues. If I'm moving down on my list and I get past Greg Rousseau, how about go interior? Did you put anybody interior wise on your list? Because that was a tough kind of threshold for me.
Nobody made the top five interior wise.
Okay.
I had thoughts. Because I think Brian Brzee is a guy that can give you problems. I think You know, Derrick Brown's not really a sack guy.
Yeah.
But he's going to be, but he always gives Chris Lindstrom trouble.
For sure.
And that means he gets sacks.
Yes.
And I bet you he's got probably, I had to go look, but I bet he's got 8 sacks in his career or 8 sacks. I bet 3 of them are against us.
I agree with you on that. And he is a terror, definitely interior wise.
Kobe Turner is a guy that I thought about putting.
Yeah.
Because he's basically what their version now of Aaron Donald. Their poor man's version in LA of Aaron Donald. But no, I didn't have any interior guys. My number 3 is a wild card. I'm not going to get to it yet, but my number 3 is a real wild card because I'm not sure if I don't love him, but I think he could flourish where he's at if he actually cares about playing.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and get to mine. I went with Leonard Williams, and I can't believe you didn't bring him up. That is a guy, Leonard Williams for the Seattle Seahawks, is a guy who I think, 12 sacks a year ago? And he's in like year 10. He's been kind of around for a little bit. But went and watched some tape on him as we're preparing for the segment. An absolute nuisance. A nuisance in the pass game. And really kind of hit an uptick last year as far as his production goes. But I'm with you. I think that, look, if I am Seattle in that situation, I am matching him up on the interior. And I'm staying away from Chris Lindstrom. And he's the only interior guy I had. But I'm going to see what they have in Ryan Neuzel, and I'm going to see how good Matthew Bergeron is going to be in year 3. Leonard Williams is a guy that has to be talked about on the interior, and is a guy that gets 12 sacks last year, and is, like I said, this newfound presence right there in the middle of the defense. I can see like an odd front situation or a 3 down where it's like, hey, I'm going to shade you right between Neuzel, and boy, I'm about to see what you're made of. And I think, like I said, 4 of my 5 are edge rushing guys. But when you talk about the interior, if I was looking for a certain type of situation that I felt like could take advantage of what the Atlanta Falcons have going on right now, I would line up in that left side A gap, and I would test out what those guys have going on and seeing if they could stop an elite interior defensive tackle pass rusher. Derrick Brown plays over Chris Lindstrom and will play over Chris Lindstrom. And I think that's one of the reasons I left him off, that along with the injury. But Leonard Williams, move around a little bit. Tilt him over there. That's going to be terrifying.
That's a good one. That's a good call. It's a really good analysis. I put Hassan Reddick 3.
And wow.
You know I don't like him.
Wow.
You know I don't like him. And I did that because I started thinking about the things they have around him, like Vita Vea, and how that changes, the interior play that the Tampa Bay normally gets.
It, shook right now, man.
Well,
didn't see that one coming.
Do you not think he could give a guy like Caleb McGarry a little bit of problems?
I do. I would have thought if you were going to go down there, Yaya Diaby would have been.
I'm not as worried. Yeah, but Diaby is. We've seen them.
I know.
And I've seen that not be as big of a problem.
Allie, dude, he got me on that one.
But I think, look, Hassan Reddick has 51 sacks since 2020. Okay. Now last year he was brutal. He held out. He only got 1 sack when he came back. He didn't play inspired. He didn't play like a guy that wanted money. And now he's in a basically, hey, come down here and prove it, right? Prove it deal.
Yeah.
So I think with that team, or he could be. We play them first week, week 1. That worries me. Then we play them on a Thursday night. So it worries me a little bit.
I like your reasoning. I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I know. Well, wait till you hear who number 2 is. You might be surprised with that one too.
Yeah, we're gonna save those though for 8:20. We will finish the countdown of the top pass rushers that the Falcons will be facing this season. Again, that's at 8:20. Coming up, where you watch the NFL, where you watch the Falcons could be changing. We're going to talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
The app?
Trying to figure out when to come in here.
Is this the boss level on Guitar Hero? What is going on here?
This is Eddie Van Halen.
Dude.
This is Van Halen. This is Hot for Teacher.
He is, I think Hot for Teacher is on guitar here, or Rock Band. Pretty sure.
I just did not want to interrupt that guitar solo there.
Yeah,
I mean don't step on Eddie.
Laying it down.
The late, great Eddie.
Well, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got Mike here, Bo, Allie Mack, Dylan playing the tunes back there today.
Some sort of tune.
And where you watch football in the future, it could be changing. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But the countdown is on for the beach, Mike. And you have that bathroom DIY project that you've been working on. Is it done?
No, it's not even close. I tell you, like, I had my entire day mapped out yesterday when we got done with work. I was like, all right, I got to redo some plumbing in the shower. And then I'm going to put some, you know, put the backer board, the Schluter-Curdy board is what we're using, behind the shower. And that way, like, today I can start tiling in the shower. Because we have a house sitter that's going to be at our house for 7 days, and I don't want them having to use the master. Like, hey, I need to get the guest bathroom ready, which is the one we're redoing. Dude, legit, 3 trips for me and 1 for my wife to Home Depot.
No.
Later, I finally got the water to stop leaking behind the thing as my kids were walking in the door and doing all those things. So it was if you do DIY projects, you know that everything takes 3 times as long as you think it's going to, and that's the mold I was in yesterday.
What percentage of what you were supposed to get done yesterday got done?
30, like a third.
Okay.
A third of what I was supposed to get done. I had to replace some drywall, had to do the door threshold where you the tile all the way to the door, then you do the threshold thing there. It was a dumpster fire of a day. So I'm gonna hit reset mode. I'm gonna get back at it today when I get home. My wife has already promised to keep the kids away from me today so that I can try to get this done this week. And we're gonna kick it into gear, man. But it was one of those days that'll test your gangster yesterday on DIYs. Man. I was like, dude, if I have to drive to Home Depot one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. And it is not that close to my house. So there you go.
Just put on some Van Halen and then hack away. That's what you got to do. So it was a couple weeks ago, I asked you guys if the Super Bowl would land on a streamer in a few years. And you guys pretty much said, yeah, I think that's where we're going. And it's an interesting conversation now because we are about 4 years away from the NFL's media rights opt-out. And the new set of deals could take place in 2030. A lot can happen between now and then. What are your thoughts on everything that's happening? I mean, the other day, I will say, when the Braves were on the Roku channel, it took me forever to find.
Yeah.
And how we had to set up like a different TV to be able to watch it. It's a little bit crazy how things are getting.
Yeah. And this is interesting, too, this conversation, because NASCAR has been going through this. And obviously, Bo and I, massive NASCAR fans, have been, you know, you go to Amazon Prime, gets 5 races. Now they're on TNT for 5 races, and they'll eventually go back to NBC. Fox has some of the races. So you know how NASCAR fans are. It's like streaming. What are we doing streaming? I'm used to getting mine on antenna.
Right.
This is how you lose fans.
Yeah,
this is
how you lose fans something. If I can't find it. It's like, all right, well, bye.
Oh, watch on the internet.
I'm sure that you will find it somewhere. Even if it's on the Flow Racing app, you will find it somewhere, okay? I think it's – look, I don't love renegotiation of contracts before it's due. But you there's a couple things at play here, and I know that there's a certain article we are talking about, but there's a couple of different things at play from my understanding. Number one, there is a sale happening involving CBS, right? And I know that the NFL has always built in when there's a change in leadership at these networks, you're able to go back to the negotiating table with these networks. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously going to be something that's going, you know, you're going to keep your eyeballs on. Also, the NBA's $76 billion programming rights, you know, deal, that's actually more than the NFL is getting, from certain networks. So when you look at it from that perspective and you realize that the NFL is king, it is king when it comes to live programming in this country. Yeah, I think they'd be smart to go back to the table. Now, who the partners are, Poe, and you know, what the streaming options look like with that, I think that's another conversation.
Yeah, this is where, now this article that what we're talking about at Allie, reference, it was the guys on awfulannouncing.com, which, I mean, they're all right sometimes. They wrote this article. They're trying to predict it. And they think Thursday Night Football stays the same. Amazon Prime, right? Okay.
Makes sense.
Cool. Real quick, before I go any further, the thing, though, about the NASCAR, the package of that is it doesn't deviate once it goes somewhere. Like, it goes somewhere for a set number. Like, it was at Fox for, like, what, 12 races or something, 10 races. And then it was at Prime for like five races, and then it's going to be on TNT or Turner TNT for five races or whatever, and then it'll finish the season. So once it goes, it stays for a set number, and then it moves on. It doesn't go one week it's on Amazon, and one week it's on Fox, right? It just stays there.
I was going to say, you could make the argument that the broadcasting partner being Fox, that sometimes it's on FS1, sometimes it's on Fox Network. That's even worse.
That part, I agree. Well, that's what bothers me about this prediction, and I'm going to get to it because I know the this prediction says is with predicting that by the time we get to this, there'll be an 18-game schedule, which I am not a fan of.
Better do away with the preseason.
Well, what they'll do is they'll cut it to two.
Yeah, I think they'll do away with it.
No,
that would be on the negotiating table for me.
Well, yes, that's what the players will come with, but they'll never get rid of it. I also don't agree with getting rid of the preseason completely because I think you hurt guys who are trying to make it, who make rosters, and I think that hurts them getting just unscripted, and so to speak, one-on-one footage out there and reps against guys that they don't see every day. I think that's important. So they think that every team will play one international game, so a full slate, right? They're going to put that on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
So that means I don't get to watch my team play unless I have YouTube. That's another subscription I got to get. I think that's a little bit. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that would be have to find a way around that. And I do think that NFL rules mean it would have to be somewhere local for you to find it. I just don't know because it's streaming. And I don't know how the Prime stuff works.
Yeah, and who knows what that's going to look like in 5 years if that's the case.
Yeah. So then they have you going to then they have the Sunday games being an A package and a B package. And rotating windows when A and B are played. So the A package would be, they have it as Netflix and Amazon, and 1 week they would get a 1 o'clock game on those two subscribers, and then the next week it would be a B, which would be the 4 o'clock, which makes zero sense because now you're flip-flopping when games are on when, right?
Yeah.
Right now you know on Sunday the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock windows are either CBS or Fox. They then have CBS and Fox getting the B package, which means they'd get the second tier games, and that would rotate time frames. And then they have Sunday night football still being on NBC and Peacock, and then the Monday night game still being on ESPN, ABC. This is brutal. You've got like six different places NFL games could be, and it essentially and the window that you've always known where it is the easiest is now the hardest to find, which is the Sunday games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's too confusing, and I don't think the league would be like, this is too confusing for the average person to watch. We can't have rotating windows on Sunday.
Right, and I want to – this is Awful Announcing's predictions, right? I want to make sure we remember that home. This is not anybody from the NFL saying what they would pursue. This is the people from Awful Announcing's that are making predictions. So,
and they're based on money, right?
How you can maximize money and how you can make sure you get the most out of this next contract.
Well, and to the point of it being confusing, it's also going to be extremely costly.
Oh, dude.
Like YouTube TV is $73 a month. So
I have YouTube Premium, mm-hmm. which is just the premium version of YouTube without the ads, and that's, I don't know, $14 a month.
Right. But if you start to add all these up, we're getting higher than the cost of cable. Like, when is that swing going to happen where we go back to cable?
That is long past me up. And honestly, I think I'm in the minority because I don't have a problem with a lot of this because, truth be told, I already have, like, all these streamers. I think I have, like, eight of them. Like, I told my wife, I was like, we're going to have to cut this out. And she's like, well, use this for that. And I'm like, no. Like, we can't have YouTube Premium and Spotify and Fubo and Prime and Netflix and
Fubo,
like,
and YouTube TV. That's dude, double down.
No, I don't have YouTube TV.
Okay, premium,
which is different. It's different. It just takes the commercials off the YouTube video.
The other thing is, is it YouTube now that has a Sunday Ticket?
Yes, it is YouTube TV. Yes.
So how does Sunday Ticket work now with this? Because you've got Because right now, a local, like, you have certain games are blacked out in your area. If they're on this, or certain games, they have certain areas you can buy certain you can watch certain games, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they're all everywhere, the regional part of this goes away. So did they just do away with Sunday ticket, which has been a big moneymaker for the league? Like, this prediction to me is just off. I don't think they'll ever. I think the league wants to capitalize off streaming. But I don't think the league will do it to an extent that is so confusing that people either can't find games or they have to do away with something like Sunday Ticket.
If I was the NFL and were to even approach this, here's what I would say. And I think Amazon already does this. Whenever they turn the app on, you better have the link right there in the mm-hmm. dead center. Don't make my customers look through a menu to find this game. And you know, on Thursdays, when you turn on the Amazon Prime app, that game is right there. You have to click one more button to watch it.
I'll do you one better. When you turn, if you are watching your streaming through a Fire Stick,
yeah, or Roku, yep.
Well, on the I don't know about the Roku.
The Roku is the same way. I know what you're going to say.
But on the Fire Stick, it pops up like when you turn your like I turn my TV on. I have the Fire Cube or whatever. The first thing that pops up is Thursday night game now playing,
mm-hmm.
and it's like Amazon, watch it now. And like I can just hit the button, like it's, you know how they do the previews at the top,
yeah.
Before you even go down to the app, boom, it pops up right there. You just click on it. I just think that this prediction is so far, it's not so far off, but is off base a little bit because this makes everything so confusing.
I would advise the NFL to use the KISS method. Keep it simple. And coming up, Braves are looking to end their 4-game losing streak tonight. We're going to cover that. We've also got a Life of Squid earlier than usual today because Bo is taking over for Top 5 Tuesday.
Yes, it will be my Top 5 MTV reality shows.
Mm.
And we'll talk about what qualifies as a reality show, maybe what doesn't as well, so I don't get any in my DMs hating on the list on Sports Radio 929 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
Sports.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Radio 99 The Game. This is The Morning Shift. I am he, and he is Abo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy, and this is my segment. It's not the normal time, because I normally do this at 8:40, or whenever Dylan puts it on the show sheet, because it kind of floats around an 8 o'clock hour due to other things. But I'm taking it over because it's Tuesday, and you know what Tuesday is?
Top 5 Tuesday.
That's right. And I'd be remiss if I don't mention my friends at Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fireshire. Put that all over on meat this weekend that I cooked. I food prepped. You know I food prepped this week?
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Got back on my turkey bowls.
Attaboy.
And I did some pork shoulder steak, country style ribs. So just basically cut it up like a country style rib, put some Baron Burton's on that.
Do you notice how nervous he is right now? Like he's squirming in that chair. Like, he's trying to put off the top five list because he knows what time it is.
Listen. No, I was just giving my sponsors a hit because, okay. You know, you don't get to hear about
he's
it.
He's squirming, man.
Now.
Look at this guy.
Top five is nerve-wracking.
No,
this is the fastest he's talked in weeks
I'm trying to get to the list because I know we got a lot to discuss.
That's what you're trying to do?
Yeah. So if you let me finish.
Talk about your pork steaks.
I have to give my sponsors love. So, I mean, if you had more sponsors, you might give them more love. Or if you gave them more love, you don't know. They love me, and I love them, just like I love my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, the official beer of
Kennesaw State.
Athletics. That's right. Don't forget to use the promo code
SQUID
at Baron Burton's WSauce.com. All right. Top five reality shows that MTV ever had. Now, let's get to the point real quick. There are shows I don't consider reality shows.
I don't know how.
Jackass is not a reality show. It is a show where they sit around before and they make up stunts and then they go perform them. Or skits. Okay? It's essentially Saturday Night Live with stunts. not a reality show. You know, I would say that Pimp My Ride is not a reality show.
Agreed.
It is more of a game show that you won a drawing and they pimped your ride.
I just don't know what other category we're fitting it in. Are you saying it's a game show?
It's a version of one, yeah, I would say so. You basically...
You won a contest, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I don't want to go too far on this, but like, it's not MTV, but what would you like say like House Hunters is? Is that not reality to y'all?
No, it's just a fixer-upper show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's also like winning a contest.
So Survivor then is not reality.
That is a reality.
That's a contest.
No.
You have to do something
You're followed for an amount of time, like literally from 10 a.m. on a Saturday to like 10 p.m. a month later. And you're followed the entire time. And you, everything you do is recorded. And yeah, you might go through contests in Survivor, which is not an MTV show, by the way. It's just an example.
Dang.
But it's not like you won a contest where, like, hey, like MTV Cribs, not a reality show. You're just showing up and touring a house.
That's fair. That's like, more of a docuseries.
That's like, that's what.
And it's a different person each time. Yeah. Like, if you're followed for an extended, like a whole series.
Okay. All right, that actually lands with me, what Allie just said. It's a different person on every episode.
I think Allie and I 100% agree on what we consider reality.
Did you see the look on her face? She just said no.
No. 100% we might agree. Hold on. I didn't say she's going to agree with my list. I said she 100% agrees with what I define as a reality show.
I believe so. We're reality show purists.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I've got a couple of honorable mentions. The first, these are ones that I like, by the way.
Ding.
So just so y'all know, the first honorable mention is Florabama Shore.
Mm. Oh, I'm getting up from the table. There's no way I can finish this segment. Bye.
It's not in the list.
It's an honorable mention.
It's not honorable of anything. First of all, it's not even near the Florabama line.
It's
like in Panama City or something.
It's the redneck version of Jersey Shore.
So interesting to
watch. I loved it. There was a guy that was here. That lived. He was from Atlanta. His the Kirk,
mm-hmm.
Kirk, not the Kirk, but his name was Kirk. R.I.P. But it was there was some great characters. There was some a lot of drama. Yeah, Nilsa was great. There was a lot of good stuff in that show. The next honorable mention was about two famous people when they got married, and they gave us, this is an honorable mention, one of the greatest sound bites of all time.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. Is that stupid? What? Don't make fun of me right now. I'm not in the mood.
You act like you've never had tuna before.
I've had tuna fish like sandwiches and stuff like this.
Baby, you and I have eaten tuna like this before.
Why is it called chicken by the sea or in the sea?
Chicken of the sea is the brand.
Oh.
I'm shocked that marriage didn't last.
I'm so excited.
Absolutely
this is kind of on your list, honorable mention, because they really laid the foundation for reality TV on MTV.
Whether you like them or not, Jessica and Nick Lachey, Newlyweds, was the name of the show. It was phenomenal TV.
Yes.
Because you can tell that although they didn't last, he truly loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Because while she at the time was one of the hottest women that I knew about, she was also one of the most ignorant is the nicest way to put it. She didn't know about a lot. And what she knew about was singing. That was pretty much it. What she didn't know about, like tuna, she was not. All right, we gotta roll through these because some of these clips are wrong. Number five. Probably a show that spawned many, 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 many editions. And I think it's still going. Teen Mom.
Weed in front of my house. In my house, you Mr. Disrespectful.
I'm not disrespecting you.
You think it's funny?
No, Keeper, I'm not laughing.
You think it's funny? Well, I don't think it's funny. Hi. You're both high.
That was, I think that was from Teen Mom 2. That's Janelle's mom, Barbara. Barb. Probably the most famous line ever was, I see you with Kifa, your boyfriend. Phenomenal. Teen Mom, whether you like it or not, was raunchy TV in some ways. I mean, absolutely crushed it. Number five. That was number five. All right,
so
Dylan.
Good.
Number four.
This show, I know, rings home to Mike in some ways. I got two clips from this show, one of which involves Jeremy Pruitt. But Dylan, real quick, play the first cut of Disgrace, Rush Probst.
You got to put Match in a position to challenge him because he's so hard-headed. He's got to prove to you.
You either got to tell him he can't do it or embarrass him, where he basically just gets mad.
You two guys have been good for each other.
What is that?
It's asparagus. You don't like asparagus?
I ain't never heard of it.
Y'all try, Jerry. Probably good for your stress and stuff.
My stress.
So that was Jeremy Pruitt. We got our clips mixed up. That was Jeremy Pruitt not knowing what asparagus was. That show not only gave us Rush Probst and his multiple families and failed coaching experiences everywhere, it gave us JPW's little brother Ross Wilson.
Yeah.
It also gave us a Jeremy Pruitt line where he did not know where asparagus was. Now, you were friends with the guy from that show.
I was friends with a bunch of them. I played, actually, college ball with, in season two, was Patrick Crump, who was an offensive lineman that they signed. Kerry Murphy was one of my teammates. Josh Chapman, who was one of my teammates that got drafted to the Colts. Michael Dijon was another guy, was still one of my best friends. I was in his wedding. So, yeah, I knew a lot of the Hoover guys. A lot of the Hoover guys from over there.
And that was two-a-days, right? Two-a-days.
Yeah, that was two-a-days. Okay. Two-a-days. Thank you,
Allie. I knew a lot of the guys on season two, but obviously I was tight with Ross, who was season one, I believe. So, yeah, knew a bunch of those guys.
All right. Dylan?
Number three
kind of gets into it. This is probably, in most people's, the greatest MTV reality show of all time. I don't think it is. I think the OGs come before it, but this show killed it. Jersey Shore is still going again, but this show is absolutely, it should be in everyone's MTV reality show top five list.
Here we go.
Jim Tan and Laundry.
You're welcome to come with us.
Jim Tan and Laundry?
No. You drive me, driver. Let's go.
These kids are robots, gym, tanning, laundry. Every day since I got here, that's what they do every morning. Gym, tanning, laundry. You know, that's how they, like, make the Guidos.
You know, I like to look very fresh and mint when I go out. So, you know, everything goes into it. You know, you got to go to the gym the whole week, you know. You have to have a little color if you didn't go to the beach. And then the last thing that you need to take care of is the outfit, okay? Now, if the outfit is not looking good, then the whole package is off. And if you feel off, you're not going to have a good night. So how do you get the best results? GTL, baby. Gym, tan, laundry.
Love it.
I know we got to move on, but man, that's up there for me. And I'm shocked it's on your list, but it's really
no, I love
up
that
there
show. That
it
dude,
was so good.
Dude, that show was hilarious.
T-shirt,
I mean,
Cabs are here.
That show was just so, it was so good.
It was iconic.
It left you so many lines, so many things to talk about.
Where's the beach?
Was that Snooki?
Yeah.
Lord.
I mean, they made South Park episodes about that show. That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two
is the number two OG for me of reality shows on MTV. You got to go with Road Rules.
You've been picked for the road trip you will never forget. Survive the adventures planned for you, and you'll be rewarded handsomely. So empty your pockets, and we'll take care of the rest. Throw out your rules. These are Road Rules.
It was, the reason it's on the list is it's much like a Survivor type show, where you're in the Winnebago, Winnie. You're followed everywhere you go. And yes, you do challenges, but you don't get off that Winnebago. And then number one. The show that literally created reality TV in my eyes as a kid. The Real World.
This is the true story.
True story.
Of seven strangers picked to live in a loft.
And have their lives taped.
To find out what happens.
What?
When people stop being polite. Could you get the phone?
And start getting real.
The Real World.
The Real World, the OG.
Yeah.
The founder of them all. There's no way you can leave that off.
You can't leave that one off. I would have made the argument that more that you could leave off Road Rules, but you can't leave off Real World.
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch up. The reason I agree why I have Road Rules on there is, to me, it created a different genre. Like, Road Rule, Real World created something, and then Road Rules took it and created the challenge form of it, which is what so many shows have taken from. I mean, Survivor.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do. There's one egregious omission that I'm not going to get to right now because I'm going to give you that wake-up call.
Yeah, huh? We're definitely going to have to discuss this on the other side. And we do have the wake-up call coming up, 404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us right now. What iconic MTV reality show did Bo miss? He missed a few. 404-726-0929. Also, what pass rushers should the Falcons be concerned about? And are you over the streaming services? We just talked about those predictions for the future of the NFL. It just feels like a lot. Give us your thoughts. 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to the wake-up call next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.